From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Two car ride-sharing services plan to compete in Miami. UberX will join Lyft today and start offering rides in the city. Last week, we told you about Lyft, the service that connects regular drivers to people looking for rides. Miami-Dade County says the service is illegal because it violates rules requiring a permit for for-hire drivers and has already issued citations to Lyft drivers. County Mayor Carlos Jimenez says he'd like to change the laws.
While I am in favor of, you know, the new technology, and I believe that our codes are outdated, our codes are still what they are, and we have to enforce our codes.
But this doesn't seem to be scaring off other similar services. The car ride company Uber plans to launch a similar service today. UberX will be offering free rides through June 20th. UberX will likely run into the same troubles with Miami-Dade County code as Lyft has. Lyft driver Brian Leo says he didn't know the law.
I didn't read the Florida statutes beforehand, you know, but I didn't know that was a requirement to sign up for a job.
Representatives from both companies say they'll help their drivers fight and pay for the fines. Uber and Lyft appear willing to take on the cost just to get into the Miami market. A coalition of business groups is teaming up with Florida Tax Watch, calling again for reform of local government pension plans. Unlike the larger statewide Florida retirement system, the local pension plans cover city police, firefighters, and most other municipal government employees. Tax Watch's Robert Weissert says the local plans are underfunded by $10 billion. He says the plans are unsustainable and that eventually many cities will have to cut police and fire services just to pay for employee retirements.
This is really a systemic problem. This is a problem of politicians overpromising and of actuarial assumptions not coming to fruition.
Local pension reforms seem to have strong support in the state legislature during the session that ended last month, but the local reform effort was tied to another attempt to overhaul the larger state retirement system, and ultimately, no change was made to either one. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Paul?